Brock, and then we'll take care of the loser of this wager, poor Loki. How's he going to look without his head? Brock and Sindri laugh. Loki enters as himself, and he doesn't look too happy. Brock, ah, we were just speaking about you, Loki. Sindri and I have completed our work, and to make sure these gifts reach Asgard safely, I'm going to help you carry them, and I will present our gifts myself.
I want to instruct Odin on how to use them.
Unfortunately, Sindri will have to remain behind to tend to his eye. It's strange, for we've never been bothered by stinging flies before. Sindri, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you? Loki, rather crankily, no, so why do you even bother to mention it to me? We'd better be on our way. The gods are not known for their patience. Brock, who would know that better than the one who has tried their patience more than anyone else? I'm surprised they haven't punished you for your tricks long before this. He and Loki gather up all the gifts and exit. Act 4. The Judgment Falls. Scene 1. The Council Room of the Gods in Asgard. Loki and Brock enter with the gifts and bow separately to each god who is there. Thor, Sif, Frey, and Odin. After each gift is presented, the gods pass it around and exclaim over it. Odin, since Sif is the injured party here, first show us her present. What do you have for her that replaces what you robbed her of? Loki, here is the golden hair spun by the sons of Ivaldi. It is guaranteed to begin to grow like ivy on the vine as soon as you put it on your head, Sif. He gives it to Sif.